Well, good morning, friends, and welcome to Good Morning Live. It is good to be with you. I missed you all on this extended weekend as we were off yesterday as we celebrated Memorial Day together and honoring and remembering those who have given their lives for our country. And so hopefully you had a good day of rest, a good day of remembrance. And a good day with family. We also had an amazing weekend here at Hope City Church as we gathered to worship and to honor the Lord. We continued our series this past weekend on looking at Pentecost and what Pentecost brings and means for us. And it was just an incredible weekend as well. So this week is a very special week here on Pioneer Television Network and in all of our self-broadcast, I guess you could say, programs. So programs that we sponsor or make. So that would be the James Epperly Show, Good Morning Live, Hope City program that we air on the network as well. And the reason for that is this week we are theming around our goal to add partners. So this would be our summer, if you will, or our late spring, whatever you want to call it, share-a-thon. So this whole week we gather around inviting you to step up and to help this ministry move forward. So this whole week we're going to bring some teachings around generosity and giving and challenge you, our viewers, to step up and help us take this ministry forward. Now, I want to say I am very, very guarded when it comes over to these things because I'll never promise you a Rolls Royce if you sow into our ministry. I'll preach what the Bible says about generosity and giving and how the Lord gets involved. But here's what I say to people. The Bible also says in all that we talk about this week, that the Lord did not to give begrudgingly or out of coercion or because somebody forced you to do it, but give out of the generosity of your heart. So if you know, are listening to this week and you say, I just don't want to do it, listen, there's no condemnation on that. But we do have a goal. Our goal this week through all of our programs is to add 40 monthly partners to this ministry. Good morning, Tracy. Good to see you. Why? Why do we need monthly partners to help support this ministry? Well, as I'm looking at our monitor here, I am going to our bandwidth. As I've been telling you over the last several weeks, it is so incredible and so cool. But we keep running out of bandwidth. We have been with this company who takes our programs and puts it onto all of our platforms, all of our apps, all of our streaming places, everywhere it's streamed. It sends it to satellite, sends it to cable, sends it to all of our web browsers, and of course, all of the apps that we are on. And a part of our package for that is the bandwidth that we, which it kind of boils down to the minutes that people are watching our program. And we've been with them for about 2 years and have every month we have an allotted amount that we can let our viewers use. And we have never even gone halfway beyond that. However, starting this past month, it really started right on the back of when we launched on American Forces Network. And if you don't know what that is, Pioneer Network is now streaming our channel 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to every branch of military service completely around the world. And so Navy, Army, whatever, all can receive our signal on the Armed Forces Network, which is something that they have on their devices, on their ships, everywhere that they are. Also, it puts the Pioneer Network in every U.S. embassy around the world and makes us available in every government building, U.S. government building, I should say, around the world. And ever since then, we've been running out of bandwidth. So what happens is once we run out of bandwidth, it will stop allowing people to view our channel. And we don't want that to happen. So as of this morning, we are negative 33,000 viewer minutes. And we aren't even through the month yet. So the solution to all of that is we have to increase our plan with this company that we does all this for us, so we can continue to get our content out all around the world. Our goal to make that happen, to be able to increase this plan where it needs to be, is we need to increase our viewers, our partners, our monthly partners, by 40. So if you have never become a Pioneer Network monthly partner, this is my ask. If you would just text the word partner to 717-500-3575, our team will send you out a link. And for your monthly just donation of $25, if we can do that by 40 people, it will enable us to upgrade this plan that we have so that we can continue to bring the gospel to people around the world. Amen. So that's our ask this week. Our goal is to increase our partners by 40 with a $25 monthly love gift. When you sign up, it will do it auto-renewing. You can do that by texting the word partner to 717-500-3575. Now, listen, you guys know me. We don't ask because I'm trying to get a pay increase, and we don't ask because we're trying to, you know, I don't know. Buy something. We are asking because we need to continue to broadcast the gospel around the world. And we can do that only through our partners who help support this ministry. We do not air commercials. We don't sell the app. Many people have come in and said, listen, start charging for the app every month and that'll fix everything. And I struggled with that because I just felt like, well, the app is the gospel. That's where we're telling people, get the gospel for free. And so we never wanted to put a price tag, if you will, on the gospel. So because of that, we just rely on monthly partners to step up and say, hey, I will support you. So for $25 a month, you can help us do that by just texting the word partner to 717-500-3575. And if you are like, hey, appreciate you all, love what you're doing, but I'm not at a place where I can do that or wish to do that right now, then here's what I want to ask you to do. I want to ask you to pray for us. Pray that this week God supernaturally brings in an alignment, viewers, people to stand with us and help us reach this goal. If we can't reach this goal this week, then we have to relook at the platforms that we're on and kind of downgrading some of that. And I know that's not the will of God. So I know he's going to do it. Amen. But besides all that, I want to theme this week around teachings on giving and sowing seeds. And listen, as I've been saying, this is not trying to get you to do something that you don't want to do. I'm preaching the Bible to you, and it applies in every area of your life, whether you sow into this ministry or not. Amen. All right, so let's dive into the Word of God together as we love to do on our good mornings. Amen. All right, well, many believers, I do believe, hesitate when it comes to giving because often we see it as a subtraction, right? A subtraction, excuse me, it's early in the morning, from our lives. But when we become followers and children of the kingdom of God, giving is never subtract. I don't know what is wrong with my voice today, my brain and my tongue. It's never minus. It's never subtracting. There you go. It's never subtraction from our lives. It's always multiplication. So when we give, we are never losing. We are always sowing. And that's the incredible thing about being in the kingdom of God is when we give, we never lose. It is a seed put into the ground that reaps a harvest for us in the future. So let me read this verse of scripture to you. 2 Corinthians 9:6 says, the point is this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Genesis 26:12 says, Isaac sowed in the land and reaped the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. So I want to look at a little bit of the principle of sowing seeds. Now, again, I want to remind you, this outside of our week of adding partners, outside of our goal of our share-a-thon this month. These are principles that work in your life. You don't want to give to Pioneer Network? Great. God will provide. He always does. But these are principles that you can put into practice in your life to turn your situation around, right? To bring harvest in your life. He has set up a system in the kingdom of God, just as in the kingdom of this earth, in the kingdom of this world. We have a system of money. We have a system of, how things work, right, as a society. In the kingdom of God, we have a system for prosperity. We have a system of increase, right? And the system of increase is about sowing and reaping. Is that what we plant in the kingdom of God, what we sow into soil, will always produce a harvest for us, right? So here's a cool thing about seeds. Seeds look small, but they hold generational power, right? Like Sarah and I, we absolutely love gardening. We love our flower beds. Like I was telling some people this week, we at Lowe's keeps... We need to stay out of Lowe's hardware store because they have this reduced section. And if you've heard, if you've been a part of our live family, you've heard me talk about our Lowe's reduced section. They have this reduced section out of plants that are dying or just need to be planted or there's something wrong with them, whatever. And they're all half off. And every time, man, we walk through there, it's like Sarah just says, all right, get a cart, start a pile, right? So the other week I was going in to get something. I said, listen, I'm not getting anything else but this one thing. I'm not even going to that section. And she said, well, let me just come in with you. And we're walking in and suddenly we just start heading. I said, Sarah, what are we doing? What are we doing? And before you know it, start a pile. And so we've ran out of places to plant our flowers that we get half off. So we had to start another flower bed in our yard this week because we need places to plant the flowers. And we've been doing that. And here's what I love. We were talking about it this week. She loves hydrangea bushes and we've gotten a few of them. And, she loves it when they get big and they're beautiful. And I said, I know, listen, but you got to give that thing some time. We just got it in the ground. You're not going to reap that harvest this year yet, right? Like you might get a little thing, but over time it'll produce and it'll grow. And if you treat the thing right, it'll be there for generations. And we had, last time we were up in New York where she was from, we drove it by the house that she grew up in and they had this massive bush beside their house. And it was, massive. And she said, look, I remember when my dad planted that thing. And that's what happens is one seed can hold generational power. Like I've often told people, one kernel of corn can solve world hunger. How? Well, because a kernel of corn planted doesn't just produce a single kernel, it produces stalks, right, of corn with hundreds of kernels. So one seed of corn can produce stalks. Now, I was on TikTok last night and I saw some guy and he said, listen, I can teach you how to get free hydrangea bushes. And he had this whole thing where if you cut, one of the blooms off and you put it in water and then drain the water every day, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, it'll start to grow its own roots and then you can keep producing the bushes. And I'm like, amazing. I don't know where we're going to plant these, but it's my goal now to start self-producing. But that's the power of planting. That's the power of sowing, is that one seed, one sowing, one planting has the power and ability to affect a harvest for generations to come. The same way when you sow a seed, when you plant in the kingdom of God, it multiplies its potential. Now, I encourage you today that, we are increasing our partners. You want to become a monthly partner, text the word partner to 717-500-3575. But don't box this teaching in as something, well, that's, they're just bringing that teaching out to get part. No. This changes the way you live. This changes harvest. This changes. I love to give. I am a giver. I'm always looking for opportunities to give and to bless people. It's a part of my DNA, part of who I am. But can I tell you, there have been times in my life and crises in my life where the God has spoken to me and he has said, I brought you out of this thing, not because you deserved it, but because of the seed that you have in the ground, because you've been a faithful giver, because you have been one who has sown seed in your life. I bring you out of this. When we sow seeds, when we are givers, it will produce in our life, right? So listen, when we give, we're not throwing money away. We are placing it into the soil of the Spirit. We are expecting it to grow. We are expecting it to expand. We are expecting it to return. Listen, Galatians 6:7 says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that also will he reap." God will not be mocked. What you sow, you absolutely will reap. What do you need in your life? I heard this teaching years ago that said, that the scripture that says, "Give and it shall be given unto you." What is it? Well, whatever you sown. You need friends in your life? Start being friendly. Why? Because whatever you sow will come back to you. Hey, good morning, Lindsay. Good morning, Denise. Good morning, Nate. Sorry, I haven't been keeping up with my comments. Whatever you need in your life, sow it, and God will multiply it back to you, right? Give, he will not be mocked. Whatever you sow, listen, if you are reaping negativity and just in your life, start being a positive person. Scripture teaches us that what you make happen for somebody else's house, God will make happen for yours. Start being an encourager. You feel like you need people to encourage you. You be the biggest encourager. You start finding somebody instead of, you know, tearing down what they're wearing or tearing down what they're doing. Start being that person who walks into the room and says, "Man, find that one thing," right? And begin to encourage other people. Good morning, Tanisha. Tanisha, we've been praying for you and believing that you're healing. So whatever you need in your life, that's why I don't want you to box this in as, yes, we're looking to increase 40 monthly partners. You can do that by texting the number on your screen. Yes, but this, whenever I bring teaching like that, this it's for life, not for a share-a-thon, right? And so whatever you need, often if you're like, "Man, I don't know why people are so critical of me. I don't know why people just are, you know, I can't get any encouragement in my life." Start encouraging other people. Start being what you need in your life. Because why? God is not mocked. What someone sows in their life, they will reap. You need financial breakthrough in your life. Guess what? I'm here to preach it to you. Sow a seed. Give and it. What is it? What you need. So if you need financial breakthrough, plant a financial seed in your life. So whatever, listen, I've told people for years, listen, your marriage is in trouble. Pay for somebody else to go to a marriage conference. Your spouse won't go. Pay for somebody else. Get on the phone and start praying for somebody else's marriage. Why? Because what you make happen for someone else, God gets involved and says, "Listen, I won't be mocked. What they have sown, they will reap." You need physical healing in your body. I remember when my mama was in the hospital, I could not keep her from praying for every doctor, for every nurse. Man, she was going through chemo. She's having a prayer line out there in the waiting room with all the other chemo patients. And I love that because it's like, listen, we have an opportunity to sit back and to look at our situation and throw a pity party and say, "Woe is me, and this is all that will ever be. And you know, this is, I don't know why." Or we have the opportunity to say, "You know what? Until it manifests in my life, I'm going to start sowing it into somebody else's life. I need healing. You bet I'm going to pray for every other person that I can get my hands on." Come on. Tanisha says, "No matter where you are or what's going on, you can always sow love and kindness into somebody else's life." Absolutely, girl. Come on. That costs nothing and its value is great. That's 100%. It don't cost nothing to sow kindness and love to other people, to smile, to be a light to other people. So whatever you need, sow it into somebody else's life and watch what God does. Watch how God will bring breakthrough into your world and into your life. It's incredible. I heard Pastor Parsley say this one time. He said, man, he was struggling with headaches so bad. And they had a Sunday night service. And he said, "You know what, devil? I'm going to make you pay for giving me a headache. And watch, I'm going to lay hands on every person in that church tonight who needs healing and watch God bring healing into their life." He said, the devil will think next time before he goes trying to bring some kind of physical attack on me, because my response is I'm going to start sowing it into somebody else's life. Like when you get in financial crisis and it's like, God, I don't know what to do. And you get busy sowing seeds into the kingdom of God. You know what the enemy is going to think twice about next time? Attacking you financially. Come on. You start being a great encourager to other people. You know what the enemy is going to stop doing? Discouraging you, because he knows every time I put pressure on these people, what do? They respond with the spirit of faith and generosity, and they go to sowing seeds, and God brings the harvest back. So my attack on their life doesn't work. Come on. The arrows can fly out of seven ways. Come on, but they're going to flee in Jesus' name. Why? Because we know how to sow seeds. Sowing is a form of spiritual warfare. Sowing is a form of spiritual warfare. And again, financial breakthrough, you wage a good warfare. You sow a seed into the ground. Healing in your body, you get to praying for somebody else. You get to standing in faith for somebody else's healing until yours is manifest. Come on, spiritual warfare. Whatever's attacking me, I'm going to press against it by faith, by standing in the gap for what somebody else needs. And with that is sowing seeds. That is sowing seeds. Come on, your kids, you know, aren't serving the Lord, or they're acting out, or they're going crazy, right? Then you get to praying for somebody else's kids. You get to believe, and you put somebody else's kids up on your wall, and you stand and pray. And why? And you encourage that mother or that father who's going through it. What you make happen for someone else's house, God will make happen for yours. I know we got people popping in and out of the lives all morning. So I just want to, again, clarify, this week we are setting a goal to increase our monthly partners who can sow a $25 gift monthly by 40. And we're doing that to increase our broadband so that we can continue to bring the gospel around the world. We are currently negative 33,000 minutes. That means 33,000 minutes people have watched over what we've paid for them to watch. So we got to bridge that gap and make sure that doesn't happen. So you can sign up to become a monthly partner with your love gift of $25 or more by just simply texting the word partner to 717-500-3575. Easy as that. So sowing and reaping. Let's look at Genesis 26, where it says Isaac sowed in famine. Do you know what that means? It means it wasn't the ideal time in the natural. Isn't this just what I've been saying? It's never ideal to start praying for somebody else who's sick when you are physically struggling. That's not ideal. It's not ideal to sow a financial seed in a time where you're like, God, I need breakthrough. But isn't that how God always works? Like, it doesn't take, I shouldn't say it doesn't take much faith. It always takes faith to pray for the sick, but it takes a whole other level of reaching deep into yourself and encouraging someone else when you are hurting so badly and haven't heard an encouraging word in some time. Come on, you know that. It's hard. Like, when things are going great in your life and it's a sunshiny Tuesday and the world's great and the birds are chirping, it don't take much to encourage somebody. But when it's a cloudy Friday in your life and all hell was literally breaking loose around you and you don't know what to do and where to go, it takes something else to dig deep inside of you and say, you know what? I'm gonna encourage that person with what I have. I'm gonna love on them. I'm gonna encourage them. I'm gonna bless them financially if I can. I'm gonna sow a seed. I'm gonna do whatever. Come on, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And it's when we do that, when we reach down, and that's what becomes a significant seed. David said, I won't give God what costs me nothing. What is he saying? When all's going well in my life and I'm happy and, you know, whatever, that don't cost me anything to encourage somebody else. It costs me something when I have to reach down to the core of who I am to bring something up. That's a seed. That's significance. It don't cost me nothing to sow a seed when I wouldn't even recognize that it's gone. But come on, when I need financial breakthrough and I got to dig down deep and say, all right, God, I'm putting this seed into the ground. as a point of contact, as a harvest that I'm expecting to come back to me, that's when it takes effort. That's when it takes faith. And that's when God sits up and notices, all right, this person is not letting go easy. This person's not quitting easy. This person is digging deep. What is it that you need in your life today? What is it? Healing, financial breakthrough, deliverance in your marriage, children's salvation. What is it? So, and it. Figure out what you need and then start sowing that very thing and watch what God does. Listen, when we started in 2020 Pioneer Network, I had one camera that was already ancient and not very good quality. Actually, just not long ago, I went back and watched our first live stream that we did as a church, and it was terrible. The whole thing was crooked. But I knew that if I used what was in my hand and I sowed it as a seed unto God, He would work it out. Well, if you remember 2020 and all that happened in 2020, it was during that year that I thought, you know, church is empty and we're streaming our services. Television's been in my heart for a long time. I'm going to step out and do it. And if it doesn't work, well, it was during COVID time and most people won't even know that we missed it, right? And right during that time, there was another church locally who hadn't been streaming, had no video equipment, had really outdated, antiquated equipment. And I felt in my heart that we were to help them stream so that they could continue their church services while churches were closed and keep reaching their people and keep their doors open financially by being able to stream. And they didn't have a budget for anything. But I said, you know what? I'm going to take what we have. I'm going to take what we have as a church. And we took the one camera that we weren't using, because at that point we had upgraded to two or three cameras, any piece of equipment. And we sowed literally thousands of dollars during COVID into another church to get them online and streaming and to begin. And I sowed personally hundreds of hours with them. And I'm not saying this to pat ourselves, but I'm saying is what I needed in my life was breakthrough in the realm of what I was working on, which was television ministry. And I had no background or experience in any of this, so I didn't even know what was successful in television ministry. But I just knew, here's what I can do. I can sow a seed into this other church who's trying to get up, trying to get streaming, I can sow a seed and believe that God's going to do some. So we're growing in broadcasters coming on and doors are opening for us. And I don't know if this is good or bad. And I will never forget the day talking from a gentleman who owned a satellite, Christian satellite company. And as I'm on the phone with him, he's getting on our website, watching what we're doing. And he says, I do not know how you got the quality of programmers that you have on your network. Everything. I mean, it takes networks years to build what you have. And I was floored because I'm thinking, I didn't know that we were good or bad. We were doing it. And I remember the Lord spoke to me that day and He said, all of this has happened because you were faithful in taking the little. And you talk about COVID, our church giving went down. But in the middle of that, no, we're going to sow seeds. We're going to help this other ministry get up. We're going to help them get going. And because we were faithful to sow what we needed, God got involved in what we were doing. This isn't something I preach. This is something I practice. What I needed, I got involved in making happen for somebody else to the best of my effort and ability. And I watched what God did. And it's never ceased to amaze me. And we still do that to this day. I can't tell you the airtime that we have given away as a television network to ministries who are starting up, starting out. They don't have big budgets to pay for all kind of airtime to broadcast. And it's always been, you know what? If you're starting up, we're going to sow a seed into your ministry and give you free airtime or lessened airtime. Financial points of airtime to help you. Because we believe that when we sow seeds and we have watched God open doors, like the Armed Forces Network, that I think is the root cause of so many more viewers beginning to watch our platform that has called us to need to upgrade what we're doing. As a result of that, all doors have opened. Like even that network, it was literally a call to us. I didn't even call them. They called us and said, listen, we came across your network. Here's what we're looking to do. We want to be able to bring church and spirituality and faith to our troops. And, you know, they can't always stop on Sunday at 10 a.m. for a church service, but we want to make sure that they have it on their apps, on their approved devices, wherever they are, on the ships, on the submarines, and, you know, other side of the world, right? We want to make sure that they have it. Every person in a U.S. embassy, we want to make sure that they have the gospel, that they can connect with God. And they said, would you be willing to do this for us? And we said, absolutely. And here we are on the backside of that with our viewership going through the roof and needing to upgrade where we are. But again, we can make this happen together. To this week, we are believing the Lord for 40 people to step up and say, we will become a monthly partner by sowing a gift of $25 a month into this ministry to help us bridge this gap. So if you've never partnered with us, this is your time. Text the word partner to 717-3575 and let us know that you will come on this journey with us. So Isaac sowed in famine. It means it was not an ideal time in the natural. Isn't that how it always is? God calls us to step out in faith, start the business, but it's not ideal. Go back to school. It's not great timing, right? Study. It's not great timing, but God knows the perfect timing. And Isaac could have sowed onto his seed and he could have said, well, I need this to survive, God. The Bible says Isaac sowed anyway, and he reaped 100-fold in the same year. But listen, your blessing is not limited to your economy. Your blessing isn't limited to your paycheck. Your blessing isn't limited to inflation. When you sow in faith, you will reap in grace. Some of you might say, well, I hear what you're asking, Pastor, $25 gift, what difference would that make? It makes a huge difference in the lives of people. You know, we get emails almost every single day of people watching this network from around the world. I am blown away that while I am asleep, this network is in the hand of God, impacting lives, changing lives. Open the mail today and there's a sweet lady in Texas who says, I do not know where I would be without Pioneer Television. I love the programming. I love what you're doing. Keep it coming. And ma'am, we are trying to keep it coming to you. So will $25 make a difference? Absolutely. It'll help us continue to reach people around the world. So don't think loss when it comes to sowing seed. Don't think loss when it comes to sowing into other people's lives. Don't think loss when it comes to if I give, I'm not going to have enough. God said, I will not be mocked. What a man sows, so shall he reap. Come on, somebody. So today, we partner with purpose. Why do we do what we do? Listen, every broadcast that we put out on this network, every sermon, every prayer we pray on this network, is a spiritual seed into the lives of other people. You know, this Good Morning Live program has now been trending to over 1,000 viewers every single day. I don't know what platform you're watching right now, and you might say, well, it doesn't. Oh, my watch is finding something on the web. What platform you're watching on. But listen, trust me, I can pull the numbers to show you by the end of the day. On all of our streaming platforms, on all of our social media platforms, if you add up all the viewers of even our podcast platforms of this program, 1,000 people will watch this every single day. And every day we get up and we put on this program and we do this because we believe it is a seed into the lives of other people. It's sowing seed into them. It's helping them change their life. It's helping them get up and have a good morning. And we want to continue to do that. So your monthly partnership helps us make all of that happen, continuing to spread the gospel around the world 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So would you prayerfully consider today helping us continue to do what it is that God's called us to do? Would you become a monthly partner with your seed of $25 or more You can do that by texting partner to 717-500-3575. That's what it is, 500-3575. And we can make that happen. And if you can't do that, listen, you've known me. I didn't want to do television ministry for years because I said I'd never want to be known as a televangelist going on the air, begging and asking people for money. And you know, we have been so blessed as a network that we've had to do this very limited. But I don't come because, you know, we're trying to keep the lights on. I don't come to you today because we're trying to pay the bills and we're behind. We aren't behind. Every bill is paid. I'm coming to you today because we're growing and we need to expand the platform. So what you're sowing into today and giving into isn't because we're behind trying to get caught up. It's because we are wanting to expand, to continue to take this gospel forward. And if you can't do that, well, I believe then you need to sow in what you can do. And that's prayer. Pray for us. Pray that we reach this goal of 40 partners this week. Share this broadcast. That's sowing a seed. Share this on your social media platform so other people can view it and be blessed, and maybe the Lord would lead on them to become a partner. So if you can't do that financially, well, then you pray for us, you share this broadcast, and you continue to watch every day because we are here to bless your life, and we love doing it together. So let me pray for you. Father, I thank you for each person who's listening and watching today, that, Lord, this teaching of sowing and reaping would be so evident in their life. And that, Lord, if there are people right now that you are moving on their hearts to become a monthly partner with this network, that they would text the word partner to 717-500-3575. But Lord, if they do not feel the Spirit leading them to do that at this time, then Lord, I just ask that you would speak to them on what they can sow. Because you've called us to sow in one way or another. And whether that's through prayer, whether that's through encouraging somebody today, whether it's through going through their closet and pulling out some pieces of clothing that maybe you're going to call them to give to somebody else who needs it. Maybe it's paying for somebody in the drive-through line in front of them. Maybe it's paying for gasoline at the person at the pump beside, whatever it is, God. Maybe it's just smiling at somebody even when they're hurting inside so much. But they just pull from that inner part of them and release a smile into somebody else's life. Lord, you see every seed that we sow. So Lord, would you help us today sow a seed in whatever way we can to continue to show the world who you are. And whether that's through a financial seed to help this ministry or whether that's through baking a dish to give to our neighbors, then Lord, help us do it. And we give you praise and we believe that your word is true and you will not be mocked. And what we sow, we will reap. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Well, if you are online, this won't be the last time you will see me today. We will be back online, I believe, around 11:30 to continue our summer share-a-thon. And I will see you all this week. And again, I don't want you to not tune in this week because you're like, well, this week they're doing that money thing and trying to increase partners. Listen, every week I am sold on the fact that when we do these share-a-thons, that we want to bring you solid teaching in the realms of giving and generosity, of course, but to help encourage your life, whether you give to this ministry or not. So don't tune us out this week because you're saying, well, I'm not doing that. No. We want to still encourage you in the realms of sowing and giving in your life and bless you any way that we can, whether you can partner with us or not. But if you can, we look forward to receiving that text message from you. Well, I'll see you later on today if you're online. If not, I will see you back here tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. as we have this very special editions of Good Morning Live. Amen. Be blessed and have an amazing day in God.